Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Free Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining us today, whether it's around the world, in the chat room, or on the phone. So good to have you. Our show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, the chat room is open. I'm going to tell you now, Ms. Nina's on vacation for 2 weeks, so she won't be back until the second week of August. So the chat room is open, but your moderator today is Ms. Sheha. So just go on in there and ask any question, and Sheha, oh, let me tell you who she is. I'm sorry, I'm saying Sheha, be in there. Some of you know and some of you don't. She is our intuitive life coach. So if you need that and you're in assistance, or like, you know, maybe you're at a standstill, or what direction should you go or what path, Sheha is excellent. She's excellent on leading you there psychically and, like I said, intuitive. She's an intuitive life coach. So please take her up on that. I would. She's in the chat room today. So, you know, make your appointments with her to have a life coach reading. Okay, one question per caller. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate past readings. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone number is blocked with a 111, you might get disconnected, so please call in with a number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, well, I sure do. And if you'd like a more intimate reading, one-on-one, because you have more than one question, you can go in for one question, or if you want a reading for a half an hour or 1 hour, go to www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Go to the right side of the website. You'll see the picture on the front page of the website of me and Nina. Go to the right side, find psychic reading, scroll down, and you got us, and there you go. We read every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. So wherever that you reside, whether across the United States or around the world, make sure that your time frame is within that. Or let me know if you want me to call you later because of where, you know, the time where you live. Okay, now a little bit about me. I do angel readings. I do past life readings. I can connect you to the ones that have passed over to the other side. I'm a visionary. I do Chinese tarot and soul card readings in person. So if you come to my house, I tape all the sessions for accuracy so you can go back to see how accurate that I am. I own a purse boutique, and I also am an author of books. So that's a little bit about me. And Nina is a Reiki master as well as a psychic, and she's a teacher, a photographer, a community activist, as well as a grandmother, and a caterer. She cooks her butt off. cooks her butt off. So as I said, today in the chat room we have Sheha. So if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to go in there. And as I stated, Nina will be back in 2 weeks. I'm going to do a couple of prayers, but let me give you some information right quick, too, to jot down. The new moon is August 21st. This is the last Sunday of July, so write this down. Your full moon is August the 7th, okay? 8/7/17 is your full moon. Your new moon is 8/21/17. Also, it's Mercury retrograde this month, y'all. I'm sorry. Sorry. But Mercury retrograde begins on August 12th. Write that on your calendar, August 12th, and it's in Leo. And it ends 9/5. That's September 5th in Virgo. And next Sunday, I'll try and give you a little bit more information about this particular Mercury retrograde. But anyway, so you got that down. New moon, August 21st, full moon, August 7th, and Mercury retrograde is from August 12th to September 5th. Okay, do a couple of prayers here and we'll get started. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good, across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. Our souls are now manifesting and providing here and now our commandments and creations to give us our life experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, huge wealth, huge prosperity, immense joy from known and unknown beings, entities, spirits, souls from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. Our souls are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe. Thank you. We are and I am. So be it. It is already done. Now, the last thing, I always like to do this, so, you know, we do this together. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. Last time, something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. So be it, it is done. All righty, I think we are ready to begin now. So we are going to start, and I hope everybody had a pretty good week. Okay, our first caller is area code 610. Welcome to the show, and who's this?
Hi, Miss Nina.
610, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Sonia.
Oh, hi, Sonia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Terrific. Doing terrific. All right, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Yeah, actually, I had a question about career employment. I had spoken to you, I think it was about 3 weeks ago or so, and it was about a job. And, you know, you told me that they were going to reach out to me and everything, and that, you know, you saw me, you know, like working there and stuff, but they really didn't even call me for an interview or anything. They just, you know, told me thank you for applying and, you know, they hired someone else. So I didn't even get a chance to interview with them, you know, so.
Sonia, why am I picking up right now as you're talking something about your last job that these people found out and so they were reluctant to hire you? Was there something following you from your last employment? Huh?
No. I mean, I haven't lost my job. I still have a job.
Okay, because I'm feeling like they checked your you know, they check with your job and they didn't get a good.
Well, first of all, they're not supposed to, like, they only call your employment, like, after you provide references and stuff. And I haven't even interviewed with them or anything. Normally, that's the process. You interview with them, you know, and they get to the point where they want to hire you. But they can't really call my employer and say so-and-so, you know, that's normally unless you authorize it, you know.
No. I'm saying that they, what the angels are telling me, they called your employee. And they didn't give you the best reference. Let me put it like that. They didn't give you the best reference, which calls the
people
that...
How would they call my employee if I haven't... I never gave them any information. Or we never even talked.
Did you apply for a position with that company?
Yeah, that's it. But that's all,
okay,
all I did
you
was
have to
provide
tell
my
where
resume.
You worked at... Okay, but didn't you have to tell them where you worked at prior before you when you applied? Where you're working at right now?
Where I'm working now, yes. I'm a bit confused about your question. I'm sorry. And I mean, I'm still employed.
Okay.
This was a new job I
was applying for.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
You're still employed. I understand that.
Yeah.
When you applied for this other job, you had to let them know where you were already working, if you were working already or not, right?
Yeah, well,
they
it's in my resume.
Past employee. Okay.
It was
now,
in my resume.
Okay, we
yeah.
got that. Before they would call you in for an interview, they're going to go through your resume or your application, which means they're going to call the last company you work with to find out what kind of employee you are and what kind of skills you have. And I'm telling you, when they did this, that they didn't get the best response about you when they called to check you out to find out who you know, to find out what kind of employee you are. That's
because I never put down, like, any references, like, who they can talk to, you know, like, at a job. Like, you always got to provide who was your boss or anything. Yeah.
It's not about references. You're missing me. Now you're missing me. They called the job to find out what kind of employee you were. It wasn't the references. They're calling to find out even if they want to hire you. So they've got to get some information on you first. Right? Mm. So it's not after that, yeah, they would ask for references. But they're going to call your past job employment unless you weren't working, but you are still working. So I'm telling you, they didn't give you the best response to these people when they called. It's not about your references. It's just calling your job. Now do you understand?
Yeah, but I'm just
yes
I mean
or no?
I left at my last job in good terms. You know, the company we were working for ended. That's the reason why I left, not because I got fired or because I did a bad job, you know.
So. You're working right now at a position,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Did you put that job down on your employment application?
Yes, of course. It's in my resume. Yeah, you have to say where you're working right now.
Okay. That's the job they checked, where you're at right now.
Really?
Yes. So whoever
so
in HR, when they called about you, didn't give a glowing reference for you. That's what I'm trying to – and this made this company reluctant about hiring you.
So now the company I'm working for knows I'm looking for work.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with that? If you want to do better in your life or, you know, get into a position that's going to make you happy – I'm picking up you're not excuse me, oh my God. I'm picking up that you're not that happy where you're at. That's why you're looking for another job.
Okay.
I'm just telling you to get your ducks in a row, Sonia, because any time that they call back where you're working at right now, like I said, in this last position that you applied for, the angels are telling me your company did not give them a very good response for you. Reference, not response, a reference.
Because I didn't know employers can do that. I mean, normally they never call
of
your current employer unless you authorize it. Oh.
No. They all do it. It's not about authorization. If I came to you and you had a company, now look, if I came to you and you had a company and I put my application in, okay, you're looking at the application, right? And you're going to see who did I work for last. So you're going to call that company. You don't have to give them permission. They're going to call that company and find out, okay, you have Sonia blah, blah, blah as an employee, yes. Okay, could you give me HR department? I'd like to know how long has she worked there, what's her salary, what kind of employee she is, blah, blah, blah. Then they bring you in for an interview if they're happy with that. Then they'll ask you for your references. So I understand that, but they're not going to ask you for that till later. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? What your company, their HR department did to the company that that you applied for? That's why I say in the beginning, I said, you know, answers can change due to life circumstances. I don't know what your relationship is, Sonia, with your company right now. Even if they do know that you're looking for another job and you're trying to do better in your life.
Because here's
you're
what the company
told me. You're not giving them no reason to fire you.
They told me that, you know, they decided to go with someone else, but that they're still open, they will keep my resume on file, and I'm more than welcome to apply for other positions. They never said they never wanted me. They just said they got someone else. But the recruiter told me, you know, they will certainly keep my resume on file, and I'm more than welcome to apply for other positions, and that they're constantly hiring more people that encourage me to do so, you know. But if they didn't want me, they would never have told me that.
Okay.
That's what the letter said they sent me.
Okay. Well, that's what I picked up, Sonia. I'm sorry. That's what the angel showed me, so that's the best that I can do that I see. They're not showing me anything past that where you've already applied, so
what about, that's all I'm seeing right now. I continue to apply for other things. Are they picking up anything as far as when me finding another position?
You finding another position? No, I'm not seeing anything, Sonia. I'm not hearing or seeing anything. So, no, I would just say apply, you know, and see what goes on, but they're not showing me anything at this time.
Okay.
No problem. Well,
thank
we
you.
Tried. All right, Sonia, I wish you the very best and have a good week, young lady. All right. Next call, area code 925. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is
Hi.
Sister Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Teresa.
I have a...
How
are
hey,
you guys?
Hey, how you doing, young lady?
I'm doing good. You know, I have a question for you guys. It's regarding my grandson. He's going to be turning 13 in a couple weeks, and he's real sensitive. I really think that he has a real purpose for being here. And he has a hard time with friends. And I know that a lot of times when those of us that have gifts, it wasn't always easy growing up, if you know what I mean.
He's
feeling really alone right now and really depressed. And is there anything I can do to kind of help him with that?
Do the craziest shit you can think of, Teresa. He's shy, he's introverted, and he's coming into puberty. You know what I mean? Things are going to start itching. Eyes are going to start winking. But why I'm saying something crazy is because he may feel like, oh, I'm the only one that's just shy or introverted, right? But if you take him like, and when I say crazy things like, I shouldn't say it's not crazy, but like go bowling. And just silly shit, throw the thing down the damn alley. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? And he sees other people there that may not be as good a bowler or whatever, but they're having fun. They're just being silly. Or another good thing, I did this with my grandson when he was about 15. I took him to an arcade? You know they have for the teenagers?
Right.
You know, the arcade with all the oh, God, it's so damn noisy, Jesus Christ. But anyway, I took him there, and he had a ball to the point that Granny started trying to play some of the games with him. But he had a ball, and you know what? It helped him come out, too, because he's shy. He's shy. Cute as a button, but he's shy. So
yeah, he's feeling like he doesn't have any friends. And he had some kids that hang out with him where he lives. and all of a sudden they just kind of like turned on him, and then he found that they had put a video online where they were being mean. So it really, felt really disappointed. Yeah, he felt really disappointed, and he feels like he's an outcast.
No, he's not. That's why you got to do something silly with him. I mean, excuse my language, but you got to do something, because when you're there, I want you, Teresa, to look at some other kids that are there at the venue. And you can, you know, say, oh, look, he's, you know, she's shy or whatever, blah, 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 or maybe not say shy, but look, they're not a very good bowler either. Ha, 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 right? So he doesn't feel bad. Now, the arcade will be really good for interaction. I'll tell you why. As he's playing games, you know, the kids, they look at each other like, oh, what you playing or how did you do? You know, you can interact with him, but he's meeting new friends. Like, hey, you know, you can tell him, like, let's go over here. What is that kid doing? Honey, what kind of game is that? And he'll look, and maybe the kid, they'll start talking. Now, not saying it's a new friend, but he's opening up. It's like, oh, hey, it's okay. It's cool.
He's usually pretty friendly.
But we're talking.
Yeah.
Getting outside of that, what I'm asking you is getting outside of that environment and show him a new environment where he could still be maybe a stranger, but yet he can enjoy, he's meeting people. Yeah, because he's right at that awkward age. Oh, 13.
Yeah, I know.
12, 13 is awkward. 12, you're not a teenager. 13, you're just getting there, but you really don't know what's what, and you're just kind of, you know. So that's what I'm telling you. Take him somewhere quick. You're going to have a ball. You two are going to have a ball. And this will help him so much, Teresa. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take about 20 bucks for him just to throw away at the arcade. They're like a buck a game or 50 cents a game. Take 20 bucks, let him throw away, and you enjoy too, and sit back and see how, you know, he's interacting with other kids and may walk up. And if not, then you take him by the hand when he finishes the game. Hey, let's go see this one, honey. What is this game about? And you're opening him up. Believe it or not, you are opening his spirit up. Yeah. But that's what it is.
Good.
He's shy and he's introverted. And the peer pressure. So that's why I want you to take him out. He's not in that environment where these kids like, hey, I went with my grandmother to the arcade and I met a bunch of other people. See? So those people won't get next to
him.
Right?
Well, good.
When you're in, you know, you know, when you're in a neighborhood and you see these kids all the time, it can be peer pressure, hurt your feelings and you know, stuff like that. But when you're outside of that and you see other people and you meet them as friends, then you're like, oh, screw them people. You know, I can go to arcade and catch up with Billy and John and all those guys.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Try it. Just try it, Teresa.
Okay.
Call me. Call me after
all right.
But you know what? I would go to the arcade first. I would go to the arcade first. And call me after you do it and just observe him. Just observe him.
Okay.
You're gonna see you're gonna see a smile on his face like, wow, I've been missing that.
Well, good. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he's gonna be going to a new school as well, and that can be kind of difficult as well. So
Oh sure. When you're the new kid,
it'll work its way up. Right. Well, thank you.
Yes, and like I said, please call me and let me know. But I do believe, and from what the angels are telling me, this is going to help him a lot, a whole lot.
Okay.
Even though to you it may be not too much and nothing, but to him it'll be the world. It'll be the world.
Okay.
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 Well, let me know.
Thank
you. Love you, Sister Teresa.
Love you, too.
Okay, have a wonderful week. All right, next call. Oh, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Sheha's in there to answer your questions. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the time right now is about 3:24 on the West Coast, and it's about 6:24 on the East Coast, and the weather is wonderful. Okay, next caller, area code 805, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Doing terrific, young lady, doing terrific. How you doing today?
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah, just okay.
That don't sound good, Donna. What's going on?
Thank you. What are you picking up as far as a relationship? Because that's something that I want to.
You want to answer? What's his first name? Just
no,
first
I don't
name.
Have yet. I don't have.
Oh,
I
you
don't
have yet. You want me to see what's coming
no.
up? Oh, okay. Hey, angels. Jiminy Cricket. Oh, God. Why am I getting Jiminy Cricket from Disney,
yeah.
Walt Disney? That makes me want to laugh like a fun person, somebody to keep me tickled. Oh, wow. Yeah, the angels are saying he has a Jiminy Cricket personality, which is good. I mean, oh, God, laughter is good. Make you feel happy. Okay, let's see what else about this guy. He's tall, slender.
Okay, that's good. I'm tall.
Tall, slender. They're telling me he works for either IBM or Microsoft.
Oh,
the angels
okay.
are telling me right now. And
wow.
he's been there, whichever one it is, they say he's been there 10-plus years. So he's
oh
an established person. Yeah, he's quite established. Jimmy Mac. That reminds me of a song. What is this? Now they're telling me, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? It's a song called Jimmy Mac. Look that up on YouTube. Wow.
Yeah, I've heard
what
of it.
He's singing to me. Jimmy Mac. When are you coming back? That's like a past love. Huh. Okay, well, I hope you're writing this down as I'm going. They're telling me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sweet. I hear the song in my head. But Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? That's like somebody from your past.
Oh,
just coming
that's
back
amazing.
Into your life.
Huh.
No, he's not from the past. He reminds you of somebody, but better. They're telling me right now.
Oh.
He reminds you of somebody, but he's a much better person. I
oh,
don't
good.
Know if it's like his ways or what, but this guy's, they're telling me 100 times better. 10
wow.
times better. Yeah.
Woo.
And he's got a light beard. They're showing me his face.
Okay.
He has an oval face, light beard. He's not bald, but he has his hair cut real short.
Huh.
Cut real short close to his head. Yeah. I don't know, but
okay.
he's not bald. He's got dark brown eyes, and they're almond shape. Write this down because I know I'm not going to remember this, what they're
yeah,
telling
I'm gonna
me.
Yeah, I'm going to read the archive. I'm going to go back to the archives.
Okay. Anyway, and yeah, almond eyes. Dimples, they're showing me now he's got dimples in his cheeks. Oh!
Yeah.
And you only see him when he laughs. Ain't that something? When he laughs, you see his dimples. Okay. What else can you tell me? He is single. He's been divorced for, what is it, angels? 5 or either 8 years. 5 or 8 years
wow.
he's been divorced.
Long time.
He's been single. Yeah. Yeah, they say he's been
will
single
I meet him
for
in my
quite
town, do
some
you think?
Time.
Will
no
I meet
kids
him in my
at
town,
home. I'm sorry.
Oh, will I meet him where I live in my town?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very strong yes. Capital yes.
Oh, good. Oh, wow.
Yes. I'm getting a headache over my eye right now.
Mm.
You're not going to meet him where you usually go. It's going to be
okay.
different.
Okay.
It's almost like, this is what they're telling me. Where you usually would go, maybe go maybe say listen to some jazz, or maybe go to a coffee shop, or nice restaurant where you and a girlfriend or something sit out. Okay, yeah, it's not the regular. It's something different. And for you, it's not something you just. I'll give an example, like a rock concert. You wouldn't go to a rock concert. That's not your style.
No.
That's not who you are. But if it's softer music or whatever, well, this guy, it's like odd. It's different. Where you'll meet him at. Not saying at a concert now. I just use it as an example.
Yeah.
But it's odd.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're at a coffee shop and, you know, you might be talking to meet somebody, you would meet him. No. You would meet him like, oh, I got to go grocery shopping, and you're in the meat section. That's where this tall, slender guy is at, right there. And you're like, he's buying groceries? Is this the guy? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be different than your usual little hubs that you may go to. So that's why I want you to watch for him. He's tall. He's slender. His hair is cut close. I remember he's got almond eyes or dark brown. He's got dimples. And he's working for internet company, IBM or Microsoft, and he's been there for a number of years. Whew. Thank you, Angel.
Wow.
I usually can go back that quick. Okay. And the song Jimmy Mac, listen to that one, because that's the one that was really profound. Yeah. Maybe when you listen to the song, it'll even give you more of an idea what this guy might look like, you know, that's coming towards you.
Yes.
I've described him to you, but it might even enhance your psychic ability, your knowledge. It'll be like, oh, yeah, I can really see him now.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Oh, I can't wait. Do they have a time frame or anything? Would it be this year, next year?
Oh, okay. Let me ask. Three weeks or less. Now, let me tell you something. Because the angels are saying 3 weeks or less, at the beginning of the show, I announced Mercury retrograde. And that's for 3 weeks. It doesn't begin till the 8th of August. And then it ends the 9th of September. So, now I'm going to say this. I hope you meet this guy prior to, because you never want to go start a relationship during Mercury retrograde, because it won't work out. It just don't. So I'm hoping you meet him prior to, right? Prior to Mercury retrograde. If you meet him, Donna, and it's during Mercury retrograde, be friends. Friends. Then after that 3 week has passed, or that, you know, last week, whatever, then go full blown. Kissy, kissy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Do your thing, girlfriend. But if, you know, like I say, so remember that. If you meet him before Mercury retrograde, before August 8th, cool beans. Mm. If you meet him after the 12th of August, then just be friends. Friends. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
call me and let
so
me know,
much.
Girlfriend.
I appreciate it. All right.
Oh,
Dennis,
you're welcome.
You
have
much.
A wonderful, wonderful week. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. All right. Next caller, area code 303. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. My question is, I feel like I'm constantly have like this state of anxiety, and even when I don't even, like, I had a great day today, and I'm just wondering if there's like the angels are giving any kind of advice on how I could just go with the flow and know that things are going to just be good.
Okay. Randy, first thing I want to tell you, write my website down, www.theessence. I know you're getting a pen. The Essence.
Yes, I have a pencil.
Of,
okay.
Yeah, that's
the
fine.
Essence of.
The Essence of Success.com.
Okay.
That's me and Nina's website. Go over to, you'll see a picture of me and Nina on the, of course, the front page of the website. But anyway, go over to the right, scroll down to prayers. And just scroll. You'll see some prayers. God, I'm sorry, I'm not in there right now to tell you which ones to read, but just scroll down and you'll see some prayers that will help.
Okay.
You know what, Randy? The angels are telling me to pray for you, but I need to do it that you're on the phone. Do you mind? I wrote your phone number down. Can I call you back after the show and pray with
you?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Plus, I can pull the website up, too. But the angels are telling me that I need to pray for you. Then to give you a reading, I need to pray. Something in your soul is going to come out when I pray.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
I don't know if it's something hidden in your soul or blind within your soul, but they're telling me. And I mean, they're telling me to pray. It's so strong. It's like they're slapping me on the side of my face.
Oh, my shit.
That's how strong it is. Yeah. So I got your phone number.
God.
The show ends at 4:30. I'll call you by 5 o'clock. Are you going to be home?
Yes, I'll be home.
Okay. I'm going to call you at 5 o'clock, and we're going to pray. And you're going to see a difference in your anxiety, in your life.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Believe it.
Thank you.
I'm a powerful woman.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to be,
all right,
be waiting. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Call area code 484. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? 480. I'm sorry, 480. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is Shiloh.
Sorry. Hi, Shiloh.
Well,
ooh, that's
close.
Pretty.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry. I looked above and Shiloh, that's pretty. Are you Native American?
No, just my dad got to name me, and he named me after the Civil War.
Oh. Okay, I'll leave that alone. I heard that Shiloh, so I thought Native American is, like, sacred, right? But I'll leave it alone, Shiloh. I won't go
there. Yeah, no, it was a battle.
I'm trying to get you all benevolent and things. Okay, what's your question, young lady?
Just wondering if you have any messages or advice from the angels.
Oh, okay.
Anything screaming out to you?
Yeah, right quick. They told me, stop being picky. What does that
really
mean, Tyler? They're telling me, tell you, stop being picky. I don't know.
Okay.
They just, that was the first thing. Stop being picky.
Okay.
Although sometimes, Shiloh, it's good to be picky. So I don't know what you're being picky about, but sometimes it's good. Okay, let's see what else. They're saying learn to laugh more.
More?
You get too serious. Learn to laugh more. You get too serious sometimes. Yeah, but I see that you're
a
jovial person. I know, and I see that you're outgoing and stuff. Maybe to learn to laugh more at things that happen to you in your life.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, because I can feel that you're an outgoing person. You've got a bubbly personality. I can feel that. So, yeah, maybe I guess when things, you know, kind of get on your nerves sometime, turn it around and laugh at it and just say, oh, that's stupid. Or that's crazy or something, and just laugh about it.
Okay.
You know, as you do in other things.
Right.
Now I ain't saying something really bad, but, you know, just trivial things every day or somebody saying something, you know, you'd probably be like, what the hell? You know, you just laugh it off like, they're stupid.
Yeah, like the guy that told me I was having twins the other day and I'm not even pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, he was a veteran,
Wait,
so I forgave him.
Now. You didn't put it out there. Let me ask. Angels, is Shiloh having twins?
No.
Oh, yeah, you are.
No.
Two boys.
No, I'm not. No.
Two boys, and it's going to be within 2 to 3 years. By 3 years, those boys will be born.
No way.
Two
not
boys.
Not this Shiloh.
Yep, between 2 to 3 years, and by 3 years, the angels are showing me those boys are born. So
I don't
3
even like
years from now, what is this,
17?
Shiloh, I'm going to say this real quick. You sound like my daughter. She always said, I don't want kids, I don't need kids, I don't like kids. And she's an attorney.
Yeah.
But kids gravitate to her. And I tell her, I say,
yeah, they do.
I think so. You know, because you guys don't want to be bothered with children, but yet the children just come up and they just love y'all, just love you to death.
Well, I have a daughter and she's grown, so I did my time, you know, like she's grown and moved out and I'm good. Like,
yeah, a lot
so,
of
yeah, if that's really going to happen, I will need to change fate somehow on that one.
Are you
keep
still
up
having
on the
a
birth control? I hardly ever do because I get the depo shot, so that would be very impressive.
You sound like my was it Yada? He said if his wife got pregnant again, it would be an immaculate conception, and she did.
Yep,
they have three children now.
She did. Oh man.
Yes, because they had two, and he said there was not going to be any more kids. And he told me, he said, "Oh no, Mom, it'll be immaculate conception. It'll be the grace of God." They now have three kids.
Oh,
they're
no.
done because he went and got snipped. No, they're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, smart man.
Yeah, he went and got snipped. He said, "No, won't be no more." But
no
yeah,
more immaculate.
So I hear what you're saying, but let me just tell you this, Shiloh. I'm the youngest of five, and my parents migrated up here from Louisiana. They weren't having no more children. They were done. Finique. Finish. I'm the baby. Everybody else is
and
10,
five.
20 years older than me. Do you understand?
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. My mother didn't believe it. She says, oh, no. She told the doctor, I'm just going through menopause. I was a joke in the family at the dinners. But, you know, she said, I'm just going through menopause. You know, I'm not pregnant. And the doctor said, well, you're going to have arms, legs, stomach, head, menopause. And let me tell you, my parents were in their 40s. They were not expecting any more children. I
yeah,
guess they thought they were
too.
Doing it for fun. It ended up being a commitment. But, yeah, see, and you're in your
Yikes.
40s. So that's why I'm saying, hey,
my
well, folks
here's
were
the
done.
Abstinence then. Yep, here's the abstinence.
Girl, you
if
gotta
that's
get
the
out
case,
there and get you some booty.
When is this
You're
gonna
a human
pass?
Being. Stop it.
When will this pass? Like the chance of these twins coming into my world? Is
well,
there a certain time period where I could just be safe and then pick up
I
wherever I left off?
I don't see it passing, but that's what the angels are telling me. They said by 3 years, that's 2020, you have two boys. So
maybe they're just joking
just
with you.
I understand what you're saying. But you never know. Hey,
yeah.
You never know, kiddo. You know,
I hope
I'm,
I do.
I'm only telling you what the angels are saying.
Maybe they
maybe
mean
that's
grandkids.
Maybe so picky. See, that's why they were telling me so picky, because you're not about to go that direction in your life. So you're being
yeah,
really picky
no, maybe they
mean
grandbabies. Is my daughter maybe going to have babies? She could have some twins. She's 26, and she's in a good relationship. Maybe that's
okay.
what they mean. Yeah.
Maybe it's her then in 3 years. Maybe
yeah,
I saw it on
that.
You, but it's actually her. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
because
we
could
look
be.
Alike.
Oh,
yep. I think you're right.
Okay. Okay,
I'll
well,
tell her.
Jot it down, and then we'll know if she gets pregnant and she says it's twins. It's like, oh, yeah, Lena saw it on me, and it was you, girl.
Yep, thank you. Thank you. Well, okay, I
okay.
hope you're wrong, and I'll let you know.
Okay, Shiloh. Well, thanks for
Thank
calling.
You.
You have a wonderful week, and God bless you and your family, honey.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I'm going to check over in the chat room now. Shiha's over there with you guys, so I'm just going to come in and check for a minute, and looks like she's got, yep. Okay. Okay, look like, well, welcome. Let me, Lise, welcome. Welcome, She-House in there with her. Welcome, What's the Frequency? Welcome, Guest 832, and welcome, Gigi. Gigi, Gigi. Welcome, people, to the show. You're very welcome. Glad you're here. Ask all the questions you got. What's the Frequency? And She-Ha in there, so thank you. You got two people in there today to help you. All right. Okay. Well, you know what? I thought that I'm going to do this prayer. I haven't done this in a while, y'all. You know the prayer on love, on romance, or getting a mate. Not on love, but getting a mate. So anyway, I'm going to do this prayer, and just as a filler for time. And you can call in. The lines are all open. We've got open lines right now, so you're more than welcome to call in. And I will be honored to answer your question. Okay, here's a prayer for a mate. You guys, here we go. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us. Hello. Who sees us as a treasure. Who challenges us to be a better woman or man. Who stimulates our mind, our bodies, and our souls with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. Okay? Remember that, y'all. And also wants to be loved, because some people don't know what love is, or even to know how to love someone or to accept love from someone. Okay, going on with the prayer. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. Let me repeat that. And not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives, and so it is. Okay. All right. Well, back to the show. Here we go. Next call up, area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? 630. Oh, they just dropped. Okay. All right, well, the lines are open. We have lines open, and there we go. Okay, we've got lines open. So the phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Okay, and I want to say this. You know, I know that it looks like every Friday now for about the last couple of weeks, you never know what 45 is going to do. You know who I'm talking about, President Trump. But anyway, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth or what he's going to tweet. And some people, you know, you get really involved and really get up in there like, Trump says this and this, so-and-so this and so-and-so that. Let me tell you folks something, and I want you to look at this. Number one, we survived 9/11. We made it through, y'all. No matter how bad, we made it through 9/11. 2008, one of the worst economical times for us here in the United States, other than the Depression in the 20s, we made it through that. we survived. I mean, even though people lost their homes and jobs and stuff, but we survived. Some of us, we made it through. Now here we are with a president that's got everyone just about upset and don't know if we're going to have health care, if the kids are going to get a good education, are they going to be able to go to college, or, you know, the jobs market. We really don't know. But you know what? We'll survive this. We'll get past Trump, too. Who knows? Trump may get impeached. He could get assassinated. I hope not, because I don't wish death on anybody. But a lot of different scenarios could happen to this man. Whatever that does happen to Trump, we will survive that. We will still go on no matter what. And this is what I want everybody to believe. Don't buy into the negativity. You know, it's a process. Yes, being the president and decisions and man is in office as a businessman. He wasn't a politician. But know this, that if we just live day by day, do the very best we can, everything will be all right. And learn to pray and to reach out and forgive yourself as you forgive other people. That's very important. And know that things are going to get better. They will. Even though you may think under Trump it's not going to happen, but things can get better because, look, even his own Republicans are starting to turn against him. We saw that when the health care bill didn't pass that he wanted to pass. So just live your life the best you can, you know, work your jobs, or if you're retired, love, live, and just, you know, get up every day, y'all. Be thankful. You know, forgive yourself and love yourself. Oh, my God, love yourself every day. Every day you're a good person. Believe that. I don't care what you're going through. There's good in all of us. There's bad in all of us. Hey, ain't nobody perfect. You know, we can do both sides, but I just want you to love yourself every day. Be thankful every day for whatever you have. If you don't have but a cup of noodles, be thankful for that. And the third thing, thank God or the highest good, Muhammad, Buddha, thank them. You know, somebody's over us that's enabling us to be here and to be born and to die. So just think about that. Okay, back to the show. All right, I got lines open. If y'all don't call in, I'm going to close her down in about 5 more minutes. You got any questions in the chat room? Y'all know you got Miss Sheha in there, and what's the frequency? So, you know, ask questions if you like. You know what? I have a question for what's the frequency. Tell you what. What's the frequency? Answer this for me. When do you see me moving to Sedona, Arizona? There you go. And I'll come back in the room. Answer that for me. Okay, so the time right now, it's about 3:53 on the West Coast, and it's 6:53 on the East Coast. What a beautiful day it is in the neighborhood, huh? Beautiful, beautiful day. Okay, better call in for before I close the show out. And Miss Nina, I hope you're having a wonderful vacation for 2 weeks. Enjoy the mountains, the sun, the water, and camping. Have a wonderful, wonderful time with the family. I know you are. I know you are. Okay, let me go back into the chat room. And she's thinking about it. Let me see. Okay. Let me see what else. I don't have. Let me do this. I'll do her. While she's doing that, I'm going to do her real quick. This is the 23rd song. This is my version. Okay, I tweaked it. So I'll do this real quick as I'm waiting for what's the frequency. Okay, our souls is our shepherds. We shall not want or need. Our souls make us to lie down in green pasture. Our souls lead us beside still waters. Our souls restores our souls. Our souls lead us in the path of righteousness for Source's namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, our souls fears no evil. For Source is with us always. Source's rod and staff comforts us. Our souls prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Our souls anoints our heads with oil. Our soul's cup runneth over in abundance. Our soul's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the infinity of Source forevermore. So be it. Okay. Quotes. Oh, okay. How can I read Frequency's quotes? I need to go to her FB page. Yes, the week is smooth. Stay with me. What we fear manifests and what we resist persists. Oh, okay. Let me share them with everybody, and then I'm going to close the show. Thank you. What the frequency she has shared three quotes with us. What we fear manifests, and what we resist persists. Needing nothing attracts everything. Ooh, I like that. Needing nothing attracts everything. These two. Oh, okay, it was two, I'm sorry. I thought it was a third one. Okay, so first one, what we fear manifests, and what we resist persists, and needing nothing attracts everything. Okay, I hope, Shihao, that you wrote that. Well, I'll write it down. I'll write it down. That is beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, What's the Frequency? I will write that down. Okay, well, we got one more call. I was just getting ready to close her out. 334, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, I'm Toya.
Oh, okay. I was just getting ready to hang up on you. I didn't hear you.
I'm
okay. okay, 334, what is your name again? I'm sorry.
Toya.
Toria?
Toya. Uh-huh.
Toria, that's pretty. Okay,
thank
young lady,
you.
What can I answer for you?
I just wanted to get a quick reading. Basically, just, you know, about my future, like, where is my, like, financial life and love life headed? Because right now I feel like it's a disaster.
Okay, well, give me one to concentrate on, to go to the angels. I just need one. What's the most important to you? What's your priority?
The financial situation.
Okay. Are you working right now, Toria?
No.
Okay, so you want to know what jobs are coming up? What's your feel so I can concentrate on that?
Well, I've mostly worked in, like, factories and did a lot of retail.
So you work retail? You work in sales? There's nothing wrong with
yes.
that. You work in retail and sales?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to go further in that field, become a supervisor or manager of a department, or this is just a job right now for a paycheck?
I wouldn't mind furthering it. You know, I've been a manager before. I've been in management before. But it's like right now I'm just having a hard time finding a job.
Oh, okay. So now have you applied at the department stores or any retail outlets?
Yes, I've applied. And I'm just waiting.
Okay, I hope you're writing this down. Mall Asian manager clothing. What else, angels? Network promotion. What else? Okay. All right. Here we go. The angels are telling me that at a mall, there's it's a clothing store and it's run by Asians. They're looking for a manager. Now, where the mall is, I don't know. It could be a strip mall or it could be a major mall. But it's Asians that own this clothing store, and they are looking for a manager. And you are qualified, Toria. You're qualified for the position. Also, if you work at this store, now they're telling me networking. Someone's going to come in and see if you're interested in working and something else, not so much in retail. You're still doing sales, but something much bigger, like I'll say real estate. That's a big thing, but it's something big. But it's through it's like this. You're working at the store right now, right? And you're manager of the clothing store, whatever. Somebody comes in and say, you know, you're pretty good at this. Have you thought about working for blah blah blah? And you probably say, well, no, I hadn't thought about it. And you let them know, but I'd be interested and get the information and apply. But it will be a promotion. It'll be in sales, but not so much in the retail clothing. It's like they bring you in working for a company. Come on, Angel, show me. Because you showed me she's working for a company doing what? Manufacturing. There you go. Remember that. It's in manufacturing. Mm-hmm. So whatever that is, maybe, I don't know, but they said the sales is in manufacturing. So products, who knows? Manufacturing is products. It could be anything, right? From food to clothes to building a outside tin house or something, roof, I don't know. So, but anyway, yeah. So they're showing me this now. This job at the mall, this Asian clothing store, that's this month. You're going to start working for them this month. And it looks like they'll bring you in on a Wednesday. So apply. I mean, you know, tomorrow evening or something when you get off your other job or whatever, go to the mall and anywhere that you keep going in and out all the stores. When you get to one where you see that there are Asian people, then do apply because they are looking for a manager. Okay?
Okay.
And I almost want to say it's a strip mall. But then I see a business in a big mall, too. So do both.
Mm-hmm.
Do the strip and do the big mall, too, either one. But anyway, as you are working in this job, as I said, the angels are showing me somebody's going to come in with a better job for you and ask if you're interested. Yes, take it, because even though it's working for a manufacturing company and it's in sales, but it's different, but it's paying you a lot more money with benefits.
Right.
The angels just said benefits, too. So, hey, praise God. Also with benefits. Okay, so it's like one leads to the other. Synchronicity. You got to do one for the other one to show up. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Wish you well, girl. Call me back and let me know because it's coming up this month.
Thank you.
All right. Well, August.
Thank
let me talk
so
about
much.
This month. We're still July. Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for calling, honey. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Next call, area code 860. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Amra. How are you?
Hi, Amra?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yes. How are you doing, young lady? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. I actually, I'm wondering what you see, or both of you see for, I actually expressed how I felt. I spoke my truth. It's a very liberating feeling. It got everything out on the table with a certain person, and I'm wondering what you see he responds with this, or how he responds, if he responds.
Okay, and what's the guy's name?
It's Jay.
First name, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, Armor, that's the guy that is not for you. He's the one that doesn't want to be with you, huh?
It's just, it felt like it was unfinished, so I kind of said exactly what I needed to say for him.
Okay,
to him.
So you're not turning into a stalker now, are you? I don't want you to be a stalker.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I just felt like I needed to express myself, you know, so I did. It just was. So is it.
Okay, and you're done. And you're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Good enough.
So do you feel like I'm meeting somebody else new?
Yeah, when you let yourself get over Jay, the universe will open up and send you a new guy. But you got to get over that past first. Let that go.
Okay.
When you let him go, the door opens for new people to come in, but they can't come in as long as you're holding on to the past.
Right. Right. Okay.
So once you let that go and you're a done deal, universe will bring somebody else in for you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so this is a good move, right? Finally, I did it. I said what I needed to say.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's good for you. I want you to feel good. He's gone on with his life. I want you to feel good. That's my concern.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've given it closure. Now, let's put your heart out there and your mind and ask the universe to bring someone to you that will fulfill you spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Do you have a good affirmation for this?
You know, let me tell you this one. I thought this was so good.
Okay.
I still got it up. What we fear manifests, and what we resist persists.
Right.
What we fear manifests, what we fear persists. And the other one is needing nothing attracts everything.
Oh, I like that. I like needing nothing.
I do, too. I really like that one, too. Needing nothing attracts everything. And that is from Miss, what's the frequency, Miss? What's the frequency in the chat room? She is the one that blessed us with that today. So needing nothing attracts everything. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Amara, thank you for calling, and let us know in the future what's going on with you, young lady, okay?
Okay, and I won't be bringing up this guy anymore, so it's good.
Okay. All right. God bless and have a wonderful week, young lady. Wonderful week. Okay, area code 917. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Good. Do you see anything regarding a raise or anything like that for my work?
Oh, okay. It's being delayed 2 months, Margaret. You are going to get it. You'll get it the end of September.
Okay.
Yeah, you are going to get it, but it's been delayed 2 months. It looks like something in budget. I don't know. Somebody screwed up the paperwork. I see accounting screw up. But, yeah, you are going to get your raise. It'll be the paycheck ending September. You'll get it on that one. And it should be back pay, back to where it should have began. So you'll get a little extra.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy. Okay, there we go. All right. Well, let's see. Let me check the chat room again. Make sure. Okay. Nope, no questions. All right. You're listening to a Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time is 4:11 on the West Coast, 4:09 on the West Coast, and about 7, a little bit after 7 on the East Coast. Okay, and we've got another caller. Area code 917, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
I'm
oh,
listening.
Margaret. You're listening. Okay, sorry about that. There you go. Okay. All right, so we've got some open phone lines, 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. Also, let me give you the schedule on the Essence of Success Radio Network on Wednesday. I do a show in the studio with Linus, and we talk about political news, hot topics, entertainment news, sports, because you know I work for the NFL. This is my fourth year working for the NFL, so we also discuss sports too. So do check us out. That's at 6 p.m. here on the Essence of Success Radio Network on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And then on Friday, we have Friday Traffic Jams. Yay! I play the music. I have music from jazz, R&B, country, opera, yes. Orchestra, yes. The blues, just a big variety, and a little bit of rap. Now, I know you young folks out there, I play rap, but I don't play when it has all that nasty language in there because I don't want to hear that. So the rap that I play is just, it's okay. You know, you'll like it. So that's every Friday at 6 p.m., Friday Traffic Jams with your girl. And also on my show, I do shout-outs. So you can call in if you want to do a shout-out, engagement, wedding, anniversary. Maybe you're pregnant and you want to announce it to the world, or you just had a baby. Or maybe your anniversary, you know, it's your first year, second year, or 20th year anniversary. Call in with that. Job promotion. Hey, be happy for you. So anyway, give us a call. Give us a call on Friday nights and do your shout-outs and let us know. Okay, we're more than glad. If you don't want to do it on the air, you can go into the chat room and I will announce your shout-out for you. How about that? Huh? Okay. So anyway, that's the lineup. And then, of course, when we come back Sunday at 3 o'clock, is psychic readings with me and Nina. So again, just to remind you, Miss Nina's on vacation for 2 weeks, so you got me, and I will do the very best that I can to answer your questions with the help of the angels and my guides. So Nina will be back the second week of August. And Nina, enjoy yourself. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful time, you and Jim. Okay. Well, oh, and don't forget, you can get a reading, everybody. No problem. If you just have one question, there's a cost for just one question. Go in there and get a reading. Or if you want to, with me or Nina or both of us together, if you want a half an hour or an hour reading, we can do that. So, you know, don't forget about that. Every day from 11 to 7 in the evening, remember I do angel readings. I'll tell you who your angels are. I'll tell you who you were in your past life, which might help you to understand why the way things are today in your life. I connect you to your loved ones. If your parents or your grandparents or siblings have passed over, I will bring them forward and connect so that you can ask questions or just have a conversation with them. Okay? And, yeah, that's it, because the other, you'd have to be here in Washington. Because I do readings in person. I do Chinese. I'm the only one in Washington State that does Chinese reading, tarot readings that I know of. And then I do regular tarot. I do soul card readings. Y'all, they're a hit. If you've never seen soul cards, they're a hit. I love doing readings on those. But anyway, I do that in person. So when you come to my house, I do that because I tape it, right? So if you want to fly in for a reading, I'm playing. You know, I'm being silly. But anyway, I tape it. And so, you know, as it goes on, you take the tape, go home and listen and see how accurate. And then I also sell purses. I have a purse boutique. And I'm the author of books. And I got a book that's going to come out. And I'm sorry, I said this earlier a couple of months ago. And I just got to get it published. But it's called Prayers at 11:59. Yes, yes. So, okay, well, I do have lines open, and if I don't get any more calls, I'm going to close the show out. Okay, it doesn't look like. So I want to say to everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining the show today. I do appreciate it, whether around the world, in the chat room, or on the phone. I want to give a special shout out to all the people in the chat room, Gigi, Gail, Sheha, What's the Frequency, and a special shout out thanks to Sheha and What's the Frequency for working the chat room. And also, What's the Frequency, thank you for those quotes. Much appreciated. And I hope you all have a good week. Remember the dates that I told you. I hope you guys wrote them down. The full moon is August the 7th. The new moon is August the 21st. And Mercury retrograde is August the 12th in Leo to September the 5th in Virgo. All right. Have a good one. Love y'all. See you next Sunday.
Hmm.